Warning, the truly unusual
collage courtesy of
satire
you are about to
hear and obey
contains many scenes of
abnormal sex, crime, and violence.
It is not intended for the faint of heart, nor the young and impressionable. They do not condone, nor do they want to inspire, any of the human butchery or violence portrayed in this
sound collage. Here we go now.
I'll never forget when I first met Daniel and Jennifer. Daniel fell down and broke his arm.
Ralph was sick.
He had them beaten and put into prison.
But on the other hand,
a girl likes to know you've had a good time.
She did a very practical thing.
She smashed the meatloaf all over the walls.
Her reactions may lead you to believe that she is being tortured.
This all depends, of course, on who she is.
She gave me a belt and a pad, and I was all set.
She finds great humiliation in the fact that her parents
are muscular and elastic.
She may tell you to shuffle out the door.
While you figure out which road to hoe.
Now, do you think you can remember next time?
Because that would be rude.
Please, don't be primitive.
Now, you've got to behave yourself and not be giving us such a bad time.
Behave like miniature X-ray machines.
And that would be nice.
Let it be, Charles.
But after that,
he makes very rude noises.
This is what it would sound like.
Knock it off, Charlie! I can't think!
This weekend, Chuck takes a look at a question he's frequently asked.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Wolves Kebab Refrenish? Get Frenish, Boots, 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 Beer Remish,
Like, let's just forget about Charlie right now. We still have some lessons to learn.
But it'll cost you plenty.
You'll pay with your life!
Oh, well, if you can't beat him, join him!
He's joining the circus.
Why don't you join me, huh?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Full of bugs and strange animals.
Just like Mom's.
Your mother sucked my brick the other day, yeah? Well, now you can come down and suck my too.
That's what I'm going to do.
Let's just take a moment to review what we've been discussing.
Sexual problems of a masochist.
I will think about what is important to God so that I can do what is right.
Good job, kids.
From all appearances, you'd think she'd spent her life undressing.
At church, for example.
And work out correct solutions to the problems you missed.
I've got to make this test really grouchy.
And now, the test. Do you read newspapers? Do you listen to the radio? Do you watch television? Do you communicate with people?
No, I don't.
Test successful.
We now return you to the music of
Henry Lizard Lover.
Playing
material which deals with sex in a manner appealing to the prurient interest.
But I don't think we'll be showing that.
What I want to do today is talk to you about the coyote language.
It's too complicated.
And it's a lot of fun.
I like this.
Humu humu nuka nuka apawa'a.
Will you please translate that into English?
I was so embarrassed about the size of my penis that we used to dread the days we had to go swimming.
Pause the tape and try to slither out of this predicament.
But it's too late.
It's not too late to make dessert.
What's for dessert?
5 pounds of toxic gunk.
Yes, but he says heavy desserts make him feel stuffed.
Maybe tomorrow the devil will come along and give you a bad headache and a sick stomach and you'll feel just awful.
These are normal feelings.
We feel happy now.
Good. And remember,
the American dream has changed forever and it's not coming back.
I can do nothing more for you.
Just go away!
But the people would not go home.
They all come here to live at the nursery for a while. Until the baby learns to obey
Johnny Mathis.
You must learn to obey.
You will obey my rules.
Number one,
be sure everyone's gone potty.
If you break this rule, you will be dealt with severely.
Number two,
I want all of you to look up and see the sign above the door. It says,
you're just in time to feed me some peanuts.
Instead, she gave him
gum droppings.
It's real chocolatey and fudgy.
We switched to rich chocolate
shit. Now, here's how to get your set of free plastic Navy Frog Man.
Stick your head into a tin can.
And then it must be removed and washed.
Gretchen's head has come off, and June wants Mother to fix it. Well, Mother will be glad to sew on Gretchen's head.
Then she jerkily clenched her hands together.
From all appearances, you'd think she'd spent her life undressing.
In the schools and also in the police departments.
That's amazing.
Perhaps not so fascinating to the ordinary listener.
But it's not really a good thing either.
But it really is getting bad.
I'm pretty goddamn bad myself.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Are you ready to go potty?
Yes, we will try.
Be sure everyone's gone potty.
Even our founding fathers.
Two of the most fiendish are
George Washington and Abe Lincoln.
Oh, they're dead.
2 days later, Noah died.
Okay, sounds good.